Well, good morning again, and thank you so much for being with us on this, the fourth Sunday in the season of Advent. We're here in the month of December, and to say that 2020 has been an interesting year is a bit of an understatement. Not only have we had an international pandemic, but we've also had an election year, which has in itself been something of a crazy year, to say the least, right down to determining how votes are cast and how votes are counted. Now, regardless of what the outcome is, regardless of who is in office and who is in power, one of the things that happens every 4 years, or in the midterm elections every 2 years, is there is an enormous amount of attention pointed towards a very small number of individuals. As in the case in a presidential election, it is a very small number of individuals who eventually narrow down to just two people. And of course, the goal is to be elected president of the United States. And why does it matter to be president of the United States? Well, it is, in theory, the most powerful position in all of our country, and of course our country is one of, if not the most powerful country in the world. And so in theory, as president, one is as powerful as a human being can be in this world. Powers that can be used for good or powers that can be used for evil. And I think in many cases, we as human beings assume that history hinges on the behavior and the choices of individuals who are given this sort of power, people who are elected to enormous positions of authority, individuals who serve as president or senator or House of Representatives or Supreme Court here in our country. All of these individuals are seen as having their hands on the wheels of history. What's going to happen, in many senses, is guided by them. But if one looks back through history, if one looks back through all of the centuries that we human beings have been alive, certainly we do remember people who have been in positions of great power. Sometimes for the better, we have individuals like the Winston Churchills of the world that we all look back on and say, you know, what a marvelous job that he did piloting England and by extension much of Europe through World War II. And then we can also look back on individuals like Julius Caesar, who for better or worse were incredibly powerful. Whether they used their power for good or ill is a matter of debate. But equally so, if you look back through the various different records of history, sometimes the people who have exerted the most influence and sway over the distance and the direction and the path of a nation and of a people and of a culture have not been elected to positions of great authority, have not been individuals who were themselves gifted with enormous quantities of say over what happens in the world. I mean, every Sunday we gather in a church that calls itself Lutheran, something Martin Luther would not have been too happy about. He considered himself just an ordinary Augustinian monk doing ordinary Augustinian monk things. The notion that we would name a whole denomination after him would give him some real, real qualms. But of course, he was just an Augustinian monk. He was just a professor at just a university, not even a big or prestigious one. He had just a congregation, not the biggest by any stretch of the imagination. He was in just a country, not the most powerful one in the world, or at least not the most powerful section of it. But he had something. He had something special. He had truth. He had truth and righteousness on his side. And he was determined to see that truth move forward. If you look throughout our history, the people who make the difference, the people who shape the world that we live in, are people who have a truth that guides them. something more powerful than an office, more powerful than a government. They had an idea, something worth defending, something worth promoting. Being gifted with a truth that shapes and changes the world is both a marvelous and terrifying thing. And in today's gospel story, we have a person who has not been elected to any enormous office. It's just a simple young lady from a simple village in a simple part of Israel, in a simple part of the world. Her role in life that she is assuming that she will live out is as a wife, a spouse, a mother, just a simple life. And then God gives her a truth that excels beyond any other truth humanity has ever been given, that she is going to bear into this world a child, not just any child, the Messiah, the Son of God Almighty, who is going to come for the salvation of all of humanity. She is given this one single simple truth, which she takes to heart, which she lives out, which she accepts, which she bears, and which she also exalts in, that she has been given this one single incredible truth. And now, 2,000 years later, this person who was never elected to an office, never sat in a palace, never dressed in robes of purple and gold, this individual who never had enormous wealth, this person who was at her time in life an unknown, is now one of the most commonly known names in the entirety of the planet. People from every corner of our world bear the name Mary, because Mary bore the Messiah. And history remembers her as one whose role helped shape and change the world. She was not special because of where she was born or who she was or how much money she had or what position she had or skills or graces or gifts or abilities. We actually know very little about Mary as a person. What did she do? What did she like to do? What was she good at? What was she bad at? We don't know. But we remember her because she bore the living word into this world. She was given a truth. And you and I, we're no different. When the angel Gabriel says to Mary, "I give you good news that will be of great joy to all of humankind. You will bear a son and his name will be Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us." Mary is given this incredible truth that is the Messiah to bear. We're no different. Well, okay, we'll never physically give birth to the Messiah. But in this world, we bear his word. We bear his truth. We bear his witness. We may think of ourselves as not important. We're not president of the United States, or we're not wealthy, or we're not influential. But in the kingdom of God, what really matters is whether or not we embrace an idea that has been given to us, a truth. That truth is that God loves the world, and that through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, God has offered to the world the gift of forgiveness, life, life abundant, and life everlasting, and that we are made to be a part of his kingdom through nothing more than the simple act of grace given to us on the cross, which we receive with faith. We bear this truth into the world. And just as the truth that Mary bore changed the world and the world remembers her name, the truth that we bear can change the world that we live in. And maybe the world will remember our name 2,000 years from now, not because we were rich or powerful or president or whatever, but because we had a truth. And that truth shaped and changed who we are, how we lived, what we did, how we treated each other, how we lived our lives, directed at God. So I say to you today, as we celebrate this, the fourth Sunday in the season of Advent, we remember the witness of Mary, who has been told that she has been given a truth, that she has been given the Son of God, that she will literally bear him into the world. Remember, we are no different in many senses. We bear the same truth. We bear the same Christ. We carry him in our hearts. We speak him into this world with our words. Amen.